The blue and green earth kept by strands of white clouds revolves in space. Reflections of the sun bathe the oceans. The golden lights of cities shine on the continents. A band of gold letters scrolls across the equator. Universal, an MCA company. The earth rests among stars and drifting gas clouds. Universal Pictures presents Words Appear, a Rafaela De Laurentiis production. A Rob Cohen film. Dennis Quaid. Flames erupt behind a black cross. It becomes the center of the letter O. White letters fill in around the O, spelling Dragonheart. Ruins of a medieval stone castle perch on a hilltop. David Thewlis. Pete Postlethwaite. Dina Mayer. Brian Thompson. Jason Isaacs. Under a stone arch, two men spar with wooden swords. Lee Oakes. Wolf Christian. Terry O'Neill. A redhead teen in a white outfit advances with his sword.
Not good enough to live.
A man in black traps him from behind, the wooden sword across the youngster's chest. With Julie Christie and Sean Connery as Draco.
Mind if I sit down? I don't have your energy. Fight with your head.
Your heart.
He grabs the redhead by his collar, then playfully slaps his face. A man approaches on horseback up a path. The two men continue to train at the top of the castle ruins.
Wait. Better, Einan.
You're still dead.
The man in the black tunic taps the teen's side with the wooden sword. He pours water out of a pitcher while still fighting with one arm. The redhead advances. The man in black steps to one side and lightly kicks him from behind. The teen falls into a patch of grass.
No one ever found victory in the dirt.
The horseman arrives through a stone arch.
The peasants are revolting.
They've always been revolting, Prince. But now they're rebelling. King Frame wants his son to witness his noble victory.
There's nothing noble about crushing desperate men.
You're a traitorous scum! The king commands! Bring him! You can come too, Ness Mead.
He exits. A group of men charge down a grass hill riding horses. Music composed by Randy Edelman. Edited by Peter Amundsen. Production designer, Benjamin Fernandez. Director of photography, David Egby, ACS. They spread out in a line as they crest a hill. Two of them carry long poles with banners. Executive producers, David Rotman, Patrick Reed Johnson. They raise their swords and charge down the hill. A hooded man sets fire to a wall built of large sticks. The wall lights up in flames. A man wearing a crowned helmet leaps over the lit fence on his horse. He whacks a man with his sword. Four others leap over the wall behind him. People from the small village charge to fight back on foot. A hooded man charges at the king with a long wooden stick. The king cuts the stick in half with his sword. Directed by Rob Cohen. The man in black and the prince arrive by horse and watch from a distance.
I wish we were down there.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Just to see you in action, Bowen, yours would be the finest blade on the field.
My blade was not made for your father's slaughter.
He is my father, Bowen, and he is the king.
Yes. But when you were king, remember today and the difference between battle and butchery. And remember the old code. Then you'll be a greater king than your father.
I promise, knight. I will be greater.
The king whacks a man with his sword. The man spins and falls to the ground. Words appear, 984 AD. The king rides up a small wooden bridge. He sheathes his sword and grabs a lighted torch. He sets fire to a straw roof. Flames quickly spread up the roof. He rides to another hut and lights the roof on fire. The flames rapidly spread. He lights another roof on fire.
Run! No, Yui! No!
The villagers charge from all of their huts with weapons in hand. The king rides off with a lit torch in hand. Villagers charge from all directions. They trap him and start to enclose him in a circle.
He's trapped!
Einan!
Einan!
Einan, the prince, charges down the hill. The king throws his torch in the air. Einan crosses the wooden wall. A wagon is pushed in front of Bowen, preventing him from catching Einan.
Einan! No!
A man knocks the king's sword out of his hand. The crowd pulls him off his horse. They start beating him with their sticks.
Enough! Enough! The battle's out, sir!
The villagers run off. Einan crawls out from his hiding spot under a wooden hut. He puts his hand on his sword and runs over to the king. He gets down on one knee. He leans in, putting his face close to his father's face.
Father?
The king's face is bloody. The prince reaches for the golden crown. He holds it and stares at it. His father jolts his arm out and grabs the crown. They tug of war.
Die! It's mine!
Einan snatches the crown. The king's head drops. Einan runs off. He watches the crowd of people rush by. A young villager lurches out of smoke with a bucket stuck on their head, trips, and falls off a wooden ledge into Einan. He is shoved forward into a wooden wedge on a pole that impales his chest. The person with the bucket gets up and grabs a branch, raising it up. Einan looks back and steps back from the wedge. He grabs his chest. The person lowers the club. Einan looks at his fingers. They are filled with blood. The person takes the bucket off their head. It is a young woman with long orange hair. She glares into his eyes. He grabs the pole and leans on it. Bowen rides across the wooden bridge.
Einan!
The orange-haired girl watches Bowen approaching.
I'm here, Einan.
Bowen swoops him up onto his horse.
I'm here, my king.
She watches them ride off. A passerby knocks over a bucket. Murky water filled with blood trickles down the dirt. She stands frozen in place. Bowen and Einan dash toward a keep. Inside, a woman sits at a candlelit desk under massive ornate wooden columns. She slowly raises her head. A bearded man in armor enters.
Dead, madam. King Frein, your husband, slain.
The queen lowers her head.
In here!
In here, in here.
Bowen enters with a large group. Three men carry Einan.
In here on the bench!
They place Einan down.
Einan!
Get out! Out! Out, Brock, out!
Brock, the bearded man, freezes for a moment.
You stay, Bowen.
Brock looks back at Bowen and then exits. The queen lifts cloth from Einan's chest.
Forgive me, Queen Aislinn.
There's nothing to forgive. His father's tyranny brought him to this end.
She takes a cloth and places it on the wound.
He's beyond all help.
The queen's eyes tear up. She looks over at a glass vase filled with green liquid surrounded by small statues of dragons. She looks back at Bowen.
Not all.
A golden dragon statue's eyes light up bright red. In a forest.
The knight is sworn to Valor.
Sworn to Valor.
His heart knows only virtue.
Virtue.
His blade defends the helpless. His might upholds the weak.
Four knights carry Einan on a wooden stretcher with his mother by his side.
Stay awake, my son. You must stay awake.
The code.
His might upholds the weak.
His word speaks only truth.
Wrath
undoes the wicked.
Flames erupt from lava pits. The group enters a cave with lit torches.
Brock, stay there.
Brock stays behind. Stalactites roof the cave.
Lord! Great one! Your song! Is sad!
Are the stars shining tonight?
No. No bright souls glitter in this darkness.
The knights place Einon on a flattened rock.
Leave us. Go.
The rest back up. The queen and Bowen stay.
Aislinn, daughter of the Celts.
Whose people loved your kind and called you friend.
The king's son. Cruel and full of trickery. Is this why you've come, Dragonslayer's wife?
Dragonslayer's widow. This boy is not his father. This knight here is his mentor. He has taught him the old code. I need your help.
The queen removes the blanket from Einon, exposing his bloody chest. She pulls off a blood-soaked rag.
The wound is deep. You know what you ask.
I will teach him your ways. He will grow in your grace. He will grow just and good. I swear.
No, the boy must swear. Give me your sword, knight.
Your sword?
Bowen hands over his sword. Einon opens his eyes wide.
Do not be afraid. He can save you.
Now listen to me, boy. Swear that your father's bloodlust and tyranny died with him. Swear that you will live and rule with mercy. Come to me and learn the once ways. Now swear!
I swear.
A shadow of the sword cascades over Einon's face as he takes a light breath. He lies still.
Einon! Einon! He's dead!
Bowen retrieves his sword.
Peace, knight of the old code. Witness the wonders of an ancient glory.
Dragon claws lift a scale over his own heart. A bright red light shines. He places a claw in front of his heart. A red ball of light forms around his claw. The light reflects off the queen's and Bowen's faces. The dragon places his claw over Einon's wound. The red light shines all over Einon's body. His eyes are closed and his mouth agape. Einon's deep wound glows red. A stream of fire zaps the wound closed, leaving a scar.
Half my heart to make you whole. Its strength to purify your weakness. Live and remember your oath.
Einon's eyes open. Tears stream down the queen's cheeks. Bowen looks up. The knights carry out Einon on the wooden stretcher. The queen drops to one knee and bows. She rises and turns to leave. Bowen follows behind her. He pauses and turns around.
I serve the father only for the sake of the son. All my hopes rest on him. Forgive a doubting fool. Call when you need of me. Ask what you will of me. My sword, my service, are yours.
Only remind him always of his vow, knight of the old code.
Bowen bows his head, turns, and walks out. The torches light the pathway back to the castle. Einon clutches the king's crown.
Brock!
Your Majesty!
The Romans built this great fortress. I will rebuild it, and mine will be greater.
It will take many men, my lord, to rebuild this ruin.
Yes,
Yes, it will.
In a quarry. Men stand on wooden scaffolding as they mine. A long row of men carry buckets full of stone across a wooden bridge with green, murky water beneath it. Brock leads three men whose heads and hands are locked in pillories. An older King Einon sits on his horse. The prisoners stand up straight.
Not so rebellious now.
You should thank me, boy. It was my stroke made you king.
Brock charges and puts a knife to his throat.
No, Brock. I want no martyrs. There should be a release, not a punishment. Look good, dog. I'm the last thing you'll ever see. Burn the insolence out of his eyes.
No! No!
The orange-haired lady watches from a tree in the distance. Bowen rushes in on his horse. He cuts the pillory in half with his sword.
Run!
The prisoners run. The orange-haired lady looks up. One prisoner whacks an approaching man with a piece from the pillory. Bowen stabs a man in the back who is attacking another prisoner.
How dare you defy me?
Einon, you're unwell. You've been bewitched. Look at this. It's madness. Remember the code. The king is above the code.
King Einon reaches for his sword. Bowen yanks him off his horse onto his back in the dirt.
You've forgotten everything I taught you. No one is above the code. Especially the king.
Bowen hugs him and leans his forehead against Einon's forehead. Bowen walks away. King Einon's head falls back in the dirt. He scowls. Bowen rides off. The workers watch as he passes by.
Dragon!
Bowen enters the cave.
I love that boy, and you changed him! You tricked me, Dragon!
No matter where you fly, no matter where you go, I will find you! Today I make a new vow! I will spend the rest of my life hunting you down!
He finds nothing in the cave. 12 years later, a man rides a donkey through a field.
Avalon, oh, Avalon, for you I quest each day, the resting place of Arthur and the old code of his way. And when I find those holy stones, I'll pray, I'll pray, I'll pray. Oh, Avalon, bright Avalon, think me not a fool. My quest is not for vanity. My quest is spiritual.
Spiritual? Mary, spiritual. Whoa!
Mary! The donkey jolts off. The man falls off into the weeds.
Everyone's a critic.
Villagers run away from their wagon full of hay. The man looks up. A shadow casts over the field from a dragon flying above. Bowen charges through the field with a drawn arrow. He approaches the man in the weeds.
Yes, I know. Where?
The man points. Bowen charges ahead through the field. Thistle tufts float in the air. The man watches smoke fly up in the distance. He puts both hands on his head. Dirt shoots into the sky. He covers one of his eyes and starts to turn around. Bowen's horse trots toward the man without Bowen on it. He moves his cowl and crinkles his brow. Bowen walks back through the dusty field.
Get back your horse, you coward.
The man with the cowl smiles and runs toward him.
Marvelous! Heroics befitting the days of Arthur and the Round Table. Never have I seen such skill.
Then you must have lived the sheltered life of a monk.
Well, yes. A scribe, scholar, historian, and poet. Your servant, sir. Brother Gilbert of Glockenspur. My humble life is in debt to your exalted prowess, your dauntless courage, and your superb swift sword.
You have the poet's gift of exaggeration.
Oh, sir, you should read my histories. But you belittle your talent, modesty as well as valor. The code of ancient Camelot still lives.
Hardly worthy of Camelot. Still, it's one less dragon.
Bowen raises a dragon's tooth. A lord with long brown hair rides up.
Well done, knight. Congratulations. Our gratitude. Mine and King Einan's.
You can keep your gratitude. I'll take the gold. Yours or the king's.
Gold, knight?
We made a bargain, remember? One dragon put down, one bag of gold.
Your honor has a price, sir knight?
It has expenses. Honor won't feed my belly nor shoe my horse.
Well, the priest is right. It is your duty to protect King Einon's vassals as a knight of the realm.
Not of this realm. I've been no need of Einon.
I should have known. Foreign riffraff. Well, be gone, vagabond, before I arrest you. Back to work, you scum! If King Einon's wheat isn't cut before the rain, I'll do a little cutting of my own.
Tonight, wait! Sir Knight! Hear me out! I'm on a pilgrimage. Might we travel together?
The road's still free unless Einon's taxed it.
The lord with the long brown hair freezes and smirks. King Einon walks down stone stairs with a quiver of arrows riding his hip. The lord creeps up from the side.
A road tax, King Einon. A road tax?
I mean, they are your roads after all. People really ought to pay for the privilege of using them. And those that can't pay, of course, will have to work it off.
Ingenious, Felton. Only you could keep such a good brain under such a bad hat.
Holding a falcon, Rock turns and listens. He purposely runs into Lord Felton.
Out of my way, peacock.
What? Some are good at hunting men, some are good at hunting money. Both are value for me.
King Einan hops up on his white horse while Brock mounts his. King Einan, the lord, and Brock exit the castle. At the quarry, a water wheel turns. Men build infrastructure, transport stones, and load wagons. Knights monitor the miners. A man throws stones into a wagon. Another man pulls two horses with a wooden wagon in tow. It's filled with two massive slabs of stone. The orange-haired woman walks through the quarry. A knight stops in front of her. She looks up and walks around him. She sees the back of an old man wearing a red wrap around his forehead, hammering away at stone. He turns around and moves his head.
Kara?
He grabs Kara's arm as she walks near him.
I told you not to come here anymore.
I'm a disobedient child. Go on. Take a drink. Go on.
The cup flies out of his hand.
Magnificent shot, Your Highness.
That's a double wager.
Yes, happily. Shall we say, the water bucket?
King Einan rides up.
Stand.
King Einan knocks over the water bucket with an arrow.
Superb!
Double again. Why not?
Kara walks toward the king. An arrow passes close to her shoulder.
A moving target.
Peasant scum.
She walks right up in front of his drawn bow.
You've got a nerve interfering with a king's sport?
There's no sport in tormenting a sick old man.
King Einan slightly lowers his bow.
I beg your majesty, let him go. It's been 12 years. Your castle is built. He can do you no more harm. For God's sake, release him.
Einan smirks. He pulls his arrow back. The arrow strikes her father.
Father!
Kara runs.
Law said death was a release, not a punishment.
Einan rides off. The old man lies in the dirt on his back. She gently grabs his face. His eyes roll back in his head. She leans down and kisses his forehead. She slides the red band off his head. She wraps it around her knuckles. She breathes deeply and turns her head. Bowen rides through shallow water toward a waterfall. He holds a long spear in his left hand and a spiked red shield on the other arm. The priest runs down a hill.
Yahoo! Yahoo! I've decided to compose the Ballad of Bowen. How do you prefer I should write this?
Far away!
Oh, don't concern yourself with my safety! I mean, verse, meter! Shall I spice it up with a poetical flourish, or just the cold, hard facts?
If you do not be quiet, you and I shall be the only things that are cold and hard around here.
I mean, it's all very well to go hacking and whacking at dragons, but if a dragon falls in the forest and nobody gets to hear about it, does it make a thud?
Brother Gilbert.
What?
Brother Gilbert points behind himself.
The quill is mightier than the...
The dragon's yellow eyes open. He taps the quill into the dragon's head. The dragon lifts his head, causing the priest to plunge into the water. The dragon's tail disappears into the waterfall. The dragon chucks a helmet and armor out from the waterfall.
That's all that's left of the last dragon slayer who tangled with me! If I were you, I'd quit while I was ahead.
The priest picks up a helmet with a skull inside. He tosses it behind. Bowen throws his spear into the waterfall.
Ah! Yeah!
Is that the best you can do? Catch!
The dragon chucks the broken spear.
You know, I've got quite a collection of victims in here.
I won't be added to it!
Bowen walks toward the dragon.
I've given you my final warning.
Into the mouth of death he strode.
He draws his sword.
Into the gringy gloom. Into the pit of fear unknown. Perhaps to gorge his doom. That was good. What did I say? What did I say?
A massive flame sprays through the waterfall. The priest dives underwater. Bowen hides behind a rock in the cave.
A little damp for fire, isn't it?
Why must you knight-errants out to make a name for yourselves? Always pick on us dragons.
I don't need a name. And I have a collection of my own.
Yeah. You're one who kills dragons for money.
It's honest enough work. One must earn a living.
Oh, yes. One must live. Well, since you seek a profit, we might as well begin.
Oh, don't flatter yourself. It's not the profit. It's the pleasure.
Perhaps less pleasurable and more costly than you think.
Bowen ducks under his shield. The dragon flies out of the cave. Bowen charges after the dragon on his horse. He whips through the forest. The dragon flies over the trees. Bowen catches up to the dragon with his tail in sight. He grabs a bola that is attached to a crank that is mounted to his horse. He throws it. It spirals in the sky and locks around one of the dragon's ankles. The dragon looks back. Bowen pulls and starts to reel in the dragon. Bowen's stirrup breaks. Bowen falls off the horse. He grips the rope tight. He is dragged across the field into the woods. Tree and plant branches whip across his body and face. A leaf gets stuck in his mouth. He spits it out. The dragon pulls Bowen out of the forest into the field. Bowen levitates into the air. The dragon flies in circles.
You can't fly forever!
Neither can you!
Whoa, dog!
Come, visit the wood!
Tree trunks line the forest ahead. Bowen grips the rope tight, dodging tree trunks. Bowen crashes into two tree trunks.
Well done! Oh, pity. That must have hurt. Again? And again? How do you like the ride so far? We're earning our money now, aren't we? Now, is there somewhere you would like me to drop you off?
Bowen lowers the saddle with a bola attached. He lowers his body. He shoves the saddle into a fork in a tree. It locks. The dragon falls. Chunks of grass fly up into the air. Bowen grabs a tree branch and pulls himself up. Bowen looks for the dragon.
Sword against the flag.
He draws his sword from behind his back.
The flame against the shield. Blah, blah, blah. Which one would win? Blah, blah. Field. Shield. Wield. Whose flesh from bones be peeled? Oh, no. Whose fate would soon be sealed? Whose fate would soon be sealed? Whose fate would soon be sealed?
The priest hops off his donkey to see Bowen and the dragon.
Oh, you're good. Haven't had this sort of challenge in some time.
Nor likely to again.
The dragon flexes massive spikes on his tail. He swings it at Bowen. Bowen raises his sword, ducks, then hops. The priest swings a slender stick from a distance. The dragon hits Bowen in the chest and launches him into a tree. His tail slices the tree right above Bowen's head. Bowen ducks and runs. The dragon turns around. Bowen leaps off the tree stump. The dragon aims for the log and swings. The spear-headed spike at the end of his tail gets stuck in the log. He tries to lift it. His tail won't come loose. Bowen stands and looks at the dragon.
A little overconfident, aren't we?
Hardly. But if you win, you'll be out of work.
I will not stop until I've rid the world of every last one of you.
I am the last one!
The dragon opens its mouth, displaying rows of pointy teeth. He spits out a huge fireball. It explodes three times near Bowen. Smoke and dust fill the air. Branches fall to the ground. Bowen's shadow becomes visible through the dust and smoke. He holds his sword in one hand.
You're just trying to save your scaly hide with tricks.
He knocks a branch off of his shoulder.
Haven't you noticed the pickings are rather slim these days?
I got me one just the other day.
So it was you who killed the scarred one. She and I were the last. Must have been a proud kill, warrior. How much gold did a tattered carcass put in your purse?
That's none of your business.
Couldn't have been very much. And you'll kill me for sport? And when there are no more dragons to slay? How will you make a living, knight?
Shut up!
The dragon yanks the rope. It snaps up between Bowen's legs. He falls in the dirt holding his crotch. The dragon opens his mouth. His tongue sticks out. His wide-open mouth lowers down to Bowen, who raises his sword. The dragon captures Bowen in his mouth. Bowen stabs the roof of his mouth.
If your feet come down, my sword goes up right into your brain.
A faint moon shines as day turns to night. The dragon wiggles his tongue.
If your sword goes up, my teeth come down.
Into the moonlit night, the Titans dueled. In mortal combat bound. Who'd the fatal false step make? Whose blood would stain the ground?
Saliva drips from the roof of the dragon's mouth. Bowen grabs a skeleton hand wedged in between the dragon's teeth.
Oh, good lord. Sir Eglamour.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been struck down there for months. Can you get your buttocks off my tongue?
Why should you be comfortable? My armor is rusting in your drool and your breath. It's absolutely foul.
What do you expect with old knights rocking between my walls? God, my mouth is so dry.
No, stop!
A mucus ball splashes in Bowen's face.
Sorry about that.
He wipes it off.
It seems you're in a bit of a stalemate. Wouldn't you say?
But I can go 3 days without sleep.
I can go 3 weeks.
I'll stab you before I nod off.
And I'll chomp you. Marvelous. We'll kill each other.
What do you suggest?
A truce. Get out of my mouth and let's talk face to face.
How do I know I can trust you?
I give you my word.
The word of a dragon. It's worthless.
The dragon shoves his tongue out. Bowen falls on his back. The dragon traps him in his claws.
I should have known. Go on. Kill me.
Yeah. I don't want to kill you. I never did. And I don't want you to kill me. How do we gain? If you win, you lose a trade. If I win, I wait around for the next sword slinger thirsting to carve a reputation out of my hide. I'm tired of lurking in holes and skulking in darkness. I'm going to let you up now. And if you insist, we can pursue this fracas to its final stupidity. Or...
He holds up a clawed finger.
You can listen to my alternative.
Bowen rolls over and grabs his sword. He struggles to lift it up. The dragon puts his face close to Bowen.
What's the alternative?
Daytime. A man rakes in a field. A young boy looks up.
Father, father, look!
The dragon flies over the field. Workers frantically scurry off.
Out of the way! Out of the way! Out of the way!
The dragon blows a line of fire on the field. Workers panic and flee. The dragon hovers, then blows a fireball that detonates and completely engulfs a structure. Workers run out of the fire-stricken area. Black smoke fills the sky. Lord Felton staggers around a corner shirtless. A woman in a sheer dress follows behind.
Pesky critters, dragons.
You!
Felton's pants slip open.
Like big rats. You never seem to get rid of them. Unless you pay me 2 bags of gold in advance.
By a pond. Bowen spins a long wooden spear and loads it into a ballista.
Come on, dragon. Come on, dragon.
He raises his sword and cuts the rope. The spear flies into the air. The dragon catches the spear. He holds it by his side to make it look like it has gone through him. He leans back and starts to circle upside down. He tosses it before he lands in the water. The workers celebrate. Lord Felton and the lady stare with blank faces. Bowen rides off on his horse, passing haystacks in the field. His shadow reflects in the water. The dragon swims near the surface by flapping his massive wings up and down underwater. The dragon pokes his head out of the water and looks around. He sees a herd of sheep near the shore.
Hello.
Bowen counts the golden coins in a sack.
28, 29. Most profitable dragon, I should have met you a long time ago.
There is much gold in the world. Perhaps when you had your fill of it, you'll no longer need me.
I am a knight of the old code. My word is my bond.
No compunctions, then.
About what?
Well, such deception hardly befits a knight of the old code.
Fleecing Einan's lackeys. That's a service to mankind.
Is it? When you squeeze the nobility, it's the peasants who feel the pinch.
It's not my concern. Why should I stick my neck out for people afraid to risk their own? Don't clutter up a clever scheme with morality.
So be it. Knight of the Old Code?
If I wanted my conscience pricked, I would have stayed with the priest. And what does a dragon know of the Old Code anyway?
His blade defends the helpless. His might upholds the weak. His word speaks only truth.
Shut up! I remember. That's all it is, a memory. Nothing can bring it back.
You sound like one who tried.
And failed. So I no longer try to change the world, dragon. I just try to get by in it.
Yes, well, it's better than death, I suppose.
Oh, is it? I should think you'd welcome death. You know, the last of your kind, all your friends dead, hunted wherever you go.
The dragon stops.
Do you delight in reminding me? Yes, knight, I do long for death. But fear it.
Bowen stops. He turns back.
Why? Aside from your misery, what's to lose?
My soul.
Bowen's smile fades. He holds eye contact with the dragon, and then turns around and rides off. The dragon follows. They trail off toward the mountains in the distance. Night, torches light the castle. Two guards cross on the roof. Inside, King Einan feasts and drinks at an L-shaped table filled with people. Brock knuckle wars with another man. King Einan stabs his knife into the table.
Finish him, Brock!
His mother looks down. The king chucks a huge chunk of meat to a big silver bull mastiff on the floor. Men knock over chess pieces. Brock shoves his competitor off the table. The queen raises her arms. Einan chews.
Should he continue, mother?
Oh, the field belongs to thee. Apparently inexhaustible Sir Brock, my son.
Brock chuckles. A lady with long blonde braids smiles. Einan picks up an ornate decanter in the shape of a dragon. He is about to pour when he sees Kara in the reflection. He carefully lowers the decanter. She draws a dagger. She jumps at Einan's back. The king grabs her and pins her down on her back. The king rips the knife out of Brock's hands. He holds the knife against her chest.
The quarry.
His mother stands with her jaw dropped.
As you beg mercy for your father's fate, and you try to avenge it, now you'll share it.
In your kingdom, mine, and there are worse fates than death.
The queen's eyes dart back and forth.
I'll think one up for you. Take it away.
No! 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 He killed my father! He killed my father! No! He killed my father!
The Queen Mother drops her head. She slowly turns back and looks up at Einan. He takes his dagger and stabs it into bread. Fog rolls through forested hills. It rolls over green, yellow, and red trees. On a tower, King Einan stabs his dagger into a wooden pole. Einan walks over and holds another part of the wooden railing. He lifts up the dagger and looks at it. In a dungeon, Kara sits and leans against a stone wall. Einan enters. She stands and backs up against the wall. Her arms are chained to the wall. Einan walks down the stairs holding his dagger. She charges at him. The chain yanks her back.
I remember you now. I remember you. Your hair, like fire. You gave me this scar, didn't you?
He presses the hilt of the dagger underneath her chin. He steps close. The tip of a sword hits a rock with hay around it. Bowen rubs a flint up and down his sword. Sparks fly. He blows on the hay. The dragon sits next to Bowen on the side of a cliff. The sun sets in the background. A dead animal hangs from a spit.
I really can.
The dragon holds one nostril and shoots flame from the other. Bowen backs away from the fire.
Sorry, Bowen. I hope you like it well done.
Bowen drops his wineskin. He tosses his spiked shield.
You must have hated us very much.
I hated one of you. These I killed because I wanted to kill him. But I never found him. I never will. If you're the last, he must be dead.
Oh, yes. Tell me, what was he like, this dragon that you hated?
He only had half a heart. But even that was enough to pollute an innocent boy.
Einan was no innocent. He polluted the heart.
How do you know that? How do you know that, dragon?
The dragon shakes and scratches his head.
We all dragons know that story. What was to be their hope became their doom.
A spoiled, ungrateful child was given a great gift and destroyed it.
No! I knew Einan. I was his teacher. I taught him the ways of honor, of right.
Then he betrayed you, just as he betrayed the dragon whose heart he broke.
That's a lie, dragon.
Stop calling me dragon! I have a name.
Well, what is it?
You couldn't possibly pronounce it in your tongue.
Try me.
It's...
The dragon's shoulder lights up red. He grabs it and falls back. He knocks over a tree. Einan falls against a rack of bells. He looks at and taps his white shirt. A circular stain of blood fills his shirt near his upper chest. He looks at Kara, smiles, and tilts his head.
Next time, stab more flesh. Less cloth.
I'll pierce your heart!
She charges at him with dagger in hand. He grabs her wrist and throws her onto his bed on her back.
You already did.
He tilts his head, leans, and scoots off from on top of her.
A very special heart. Like no other.
A black, withered thing without pity.
He grabs the back of her hair.
And teach me. Pity me. I'll give you everything. Even power. You're so beautiful.
He forcefully kisses her. She yanks away and turns her head.
Even power. Even a throne.
He hovers close to her hair. She keeps her head down. He crawls off the bed with his dagger. He grabs his coat off the back of his chair. Outside, Bowen throws a blanket on the dragon's wound.
Thank you. It's personal.
What was it?
An old complaint that acts up now and again.
Forgive me if anything I said, if I upset you.
It wasn't you. Not you.
The dragon lays his head down and falls asleep. Bowen kneels down by his side. Knights guard the castle. Kara stands on a wooden dresser to see out of a tiny window. A slab of stone slides open in the floor. Queen Iceland walks up the stairs carrying a pair of candles. Kara hops down.
Don't be afraid. I won't let you suffer the same fate as me. I've come to help you.
A stone door opens into an underground dungeon with arched vaults and water.
This will bring you out well below the castle walls.
The queen grabs a gate and stands to one side. Kara looks at her. She escapes down the dark tunnel. Kara runs back. The queen is gone. Outside, Bowen leans on the dragon.
Have you been watching over me all night?
I've been thinking.
Yes? About what?
Many things. Mostly about what to call you. I think I found you a name.
You say that as though you reached up and plucked it from the sky.
I did. Up there. Do you see that group of stars?
I know those stars very well.
Do you see the shape that they make?
Mm-hmm. The dragon.
Yes. They call it Draco. It means dragon in the scholar speech.
So instead of calling me dragon in your tongue, you'll call me dragon in some other tongue.
You're right. It's silly.
No. No, I would be honored to be named after those stars. I truly would. Thank you, Bowen. Draco. Draco.
They both look up at the stars. Daytime. Villagers throw lettuce at Kara.
Off the yoke of Aynan's oppression! We must start to fight back!
Your father sang that sour tune once and we did fight back. And once was enough. We'll not dance to it again.
No, you just cringe like a dog under Aynan's boot.
At least a cringing dog's a live one.
Hey! Why waste good food on bad rhetoric?
Bowen cracks a watermelon open.
I speak the truth.
Truth? It's rarely inspiring, lass. And it never wins rebellions. But it will stretch necks. If there is a neck underneath that little mud pie.
Bowen hands a half watermelon to Kara. She shoves it in his face. The dragon flies toward the village.
Ready or not, here I come!
An old woman yells. The villagers panic and run. Bowen wipes his face.
It's Draco!
About time.
Draco's tail takes out a chunk of a small roof. He perches on the side of a cliff.
Seems you people are in need of a dragon slayer. Where is the lord responsible for this village?
Brock lives in a big house about 6 miles away. But he'll only blame any damage on us and pluck our pockets to pay for it.
I won't pluck them as deeply. I'll make you a fair offer. Take it or leave him!
Flames shoot out of the dragon's nostrils. The villagers run inside their huts. Kara hides behind a woven basket.
Enough, you people grovel to Aynan. Will you be bullied by some broken-down blackmailing knight as well?
That's right. You don't need me. Settle it yourself.
Of course, there are other ways. Perhaps you'll part with one of your precious daughters instead of gold.
No!
Dragons are partial to maiden sacrifices. I hear.
The villagers push a wagon with Kara tied to a stake.
Don't do this to me! I was born in this village! You knew my father! You knew my mother!
Who's the girl?
A nuisance! Get rid of her!
Why?
They're trying to placate you with a sacrifice.
Whoever gave them that bright idea?
Never mind. Just get rid of her!
How?
Eat her!
Oh, please. Yeah.
Aren't we squeamish? You ate Sir Eglamour, hypocrite.
I merely chewed in self-defense. But I never swallowed.
Improvise!
All right!
The dragon swoops off the cliff. Kara screams and struggles to release her tied hands. The other villagers run and leave her alone. Draco's claws wrap around the bottom of the wagon. He flies off with Kara still tied to the stake. Two villagers freeze in panic. Two others fall backwards into a pond. Bowen rides through a forest to the waterfall. Draco sings as Kara is perched up on a rock.
You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. We dragons love to sing when we're happy.
Well, you're not like a dragon at all.
Well, how many dragons do you know?
Well, you're the first.
You should never listen to minstrels' fancies. A dragon would never hurt a soul unless they try to hurt him first.
Really? Then why were you in my village?
Oh, village.
Bowen rides around the corner.
Yes, the village. You remember the village?
Leave him alone, you bully. Run, Draco, fly. I'll hold him. Hit on someone your own side.
Where have you been?
I'm truly sorry, Bowen. I've been distracted. Bowen, meet Kara.
She holds up a dagger to Bowen.
You should have eaten her.
Oh, don't get angry, Bowen.
Why not? You left me high and dry. I was worried to death.
Worried about me?
Yes, about you. I had the whacker all set up. Half the village is out there with me. We're searching the skies for you. I don't know where you are. If you're coming back, when you're coming back, you just...
Draco is gone.
Disappear.
He ducks under the waterfall.
Be careful. He's coming.
King Aynan arrives with Brock and two other knights.
course, I'll give you one.
Time's not being kind to you, Bowen. You should never have broke with me.
It was you who broke with me.
And yet you returned to me with this girl I lost.
Kara raises her knife and shakes her head.
I think she wants to stay lost.
Not her decision, I'm afraid.
Brock moves. The king waves him to stop. He hops off of his white horse. He draws his sword and points it at Bowen.
I'm ready for my lesson now, knights.
Bowen walks across the pond. King Einan meets him in the middle. Bowen circles him, looking directly into Einan's eyes. He whips his sword out. He swings at Einan. He presses his sword against Einan's back.
That's one lesson you never learned! Only expose your back to a corpse!
Einan parries.
You are a corpse! You just don't know it!
The king charges ahead. Bowen falls on his back.
Lie down, Baron! You're the sorry scrap of dead worlds and dead beliefs!
No! They were your beliefs!
Never. Never mind.
Kara follows the fight back and forth with her eyes. Brock draws his sword and steps forward.
You said the words! You spoke them from your heart!
I vomited them up because I couldn't stomach them. Because I knew it was what you wanted to hear.
Ben! Sawyer! I taught you!
You taught me to fight, that's all! I took what I needed from you. You taught me to fight!
Einan stabs Bowen in the shoulder. Bowen grabs his wound and leans back. Einan holds his sword and laughs.
You taught me well.
Blood coats the end of his sword. King Einan steps back. He slides his sword into his sheath. He turns around and pulls out his dagger. Bowen holds his chest. Einan whips around, ready to attack. Draco lands between them. Draco rises and lifts a scale around his heart. It lights up red. Einan squints his eyes. They widen. He rushes back to his horse and hops on. His other men follow suit. They all charge off.
Who asked you to interfere? I had everything under control.
Draco, Bowen, and Kara look back and forth to each other. Near a wooden dock, Bowen and Kara walk beside each other. Bowen grabs his wound.
Here, let me see. It's knitted well.
You have a healer's touch, Kara. In a few days, it'll be just another scar.
And what's one more scar? To a knight, I mean. I once knew a knight. Stood all alone against an evil king and even saved a rebel leader from blinding. He must have had many scars.
That knight died of his wounds long ago.
It's too bad. His kind is badly missed in this world.
That's the way the wretched world is, girl.
It doesn't have to be. Men like you could lead others. You could give people courage and hope.
Hope? Even if you could raise your army, do you think they'd stand a chance against seasoned troops? Last time they tried, it was a massacre. I remember I was there.
So was I. That rebel was my father. Let others stand with you. You'll see this time the end will be different. What are you looking at?
Myself. Once upon a time.
Bowen leads his horse by the reins.
I'll see you in the village, Draco.
That's easy for you to say. This time, I'll collect the money, and you can die.
Draco flies down the river. At a swampy village, two small wooden boats are on fire. Smoke covers the whole village. Bowen stands next to his horse. The leader of the village hands over gold in a sack that is made out of a pig's head.
We can lose no more pigs to this dragon.
Wait! This man is a fraud!
It's her! This girl is a wandering idiot. She babbles nonsense.
I'm telling you, this knight is no dragon slayer.
You're mistaken, my child! He's the greatest dragon slayer, that is. Possibly the greatest that ever will be. Brother Gilbert!
Bowen, you're alive. Praise be the saints. The saints be blessed. You're alive. And whole.
Brother Gilbert, you could not put your trust in a better man. I personally have seen him slay almost two dragons. Oh, Brother Gilbert.
Almost.
Well, I didn't actually see the death blow of the second, but as Bowen is here, he must have won.
No. Don't you see? He's in league with the dragon.
Bowen turns his head and smirks at the village leader. The leader smiles. Bowen raises his eyebrows. Kara crosses her arms.
Hold that there.
Bowen draws his sword.
And here he comes.
Draco flies in. Bowen swings his sword at the wooden catapult. Draco grabs the arrow. He spirals down. He lands head first into shallow water. His whole body sticks out into the air. He falls on his back.
Sink! Sink!
I can't. It doesn't get any deeper.
Well done, Bowen. You've done it again. What a brute. That's even bigger than the last one.
Actually, he's about the same size.
Kara smirks. The villagers warily walk out with their weapons. Bowen looks back at the villagers. The villagers charge the dock and plunge into the water.
Oh dear.
Draco flips around. They chase after Draco. Draco escapes from the villagers and flies away. The villagers freeze with their weapons in the air. The leader turns around and looks at Bowen, Kara, and Brother Gilbert.
What's going on?
Meat.
Meat!
Run. That's what's going on.
Run. Run?
Bowen runs and hops on his horse. He rides by and lifts her with one arm under the back of his horse. He charges away, knocking over a rat hung with fish. The priest puts on his coif. The villagers charge toward him.
Peace, brothers! Peace! Heathens!
Brother Gilbert!
Bowen swings him to the back of the horse, face to face with Kara. The priest grabs her breast by accident.
Good Lord, forgive me, my child.
The villagers circle in on the horse.
No dragon.
Bowen tosses the pig head sack of gold.
No charge.
The leader steps on it, holding a battle axe. The villagers circle in on them. Draco flies in and snatches up the horse with all three of them.
We're going to die! God, help us! We're all going to die!
Calm yourself, Brother Gilbert. We're not going to die. We're just flying.
To get yourself killed, you might as well do it in the fight against Einan.
I think Kara has a point. Oh, but I'd rather discuss it on the ground.
Draco flies over rocky ocean cliffs. A castle appears through the fog in the distance.
Draco, what unholy place is this?
Unholy? This is Avalon, the resting place of King Arthur himself.
Kara and the priest stand in the castle rotunda.
So it was for. So have I found you, brave King Arthur.
and let the song of
valor
echo in our enemies'
virtue as we set forth to strike down the tyranny once. Oh, yes. Truth.
Amen. Ready now, Kara. You, Bowen. Bowen. This is Avalon. The shadow realm of the Round Table. It's a divine omen.
Omens won't win battles, nor will you. And you'll find out when you try to raise your army. You already know the courage in your village. They're very brave at pelting young girls with vegetables.
It must start somewhere. Will you wish us luck, Draco?
Long ago, when man was young and the dragon already old, the wisest of our race took pity on man. He gathered together all the dragons, making them vow to watch over man always. And at the moment of his death, the night became alive with those stars. And thus was born the dragon's heaven. But when we die, not all dragons are admitted to this shining place. No, we have to earn it. And if we don't, our spirit disappears as if we never were. And that's why I shared my life force with a dying boy, so I would reunite man and dragon and ensure my place among my ancient brothers of the sky. But my sacrifice became my sin.
It was you. Your heart beats in Arnon's breast.
Draco lands next to Bowen.
Yes, my half-heart that cost me all of my soul. Even then, I knew his bloodthirsty nature, but I thought my heart could change him. My God, I was so naive.
No more than I. All my life, I've dreamed of serving noble kings, noble ideals. Dreams die hard, and you hold them in your hands long after they've turned to dust. I will not be that naive again.
Draco lifts his head.
Kara, I will go with you.
Brother Gilbert turns to look at her. Bowen walks away.
So be it. Farewell, Bowen.
Rain pours over Bowen's face.
Lala, Lala, a knight is sworn to valor.
Bowen stands and walks through a graveyard. He enters the rotunda. An orange light fills the circle. A column lights up with the figure of a king carved into the surface. Bowen walks over to it.
A knight is sworn to valor.
A knight is sworn to valor.
His heart knows only virtue.
His heart knows only virtue.
His blade defends the helpless.
His blade defends the helpless.
His might upholds the weak.
His might upholds the weak.
His word speaks only truth.
His word speaks only truth.
His wrath undoes the wicked.
His wrath undoes the wicked.
Bowen bows his head. The orange light vanishes. Draco emerges from behind the column. Bowen backs up. Draco extends his wing to cover Bowen from the rain. Daytime. Kara speaks with the leader of her village.
Now I know you're completely mad. You want us to follow you and a priest against Einan?
Yes.
To hell, more like.
But this time we can win. You don't understand.
I don't want to understand.
I understand this. I understand 6 years in a quarry. That's all I need to understand.
I know. Believe me, I know what you've been through, Hugh. But this time we've been joined.
Only a fool would be mad enough to join you.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I don't want to listen to you. I've had enough of your mischief. Now get...
An arrow hits the leader's shovel. Bowen rides toward them.
Save your strength for the fight against Einan.
There isn't any fight against Einan.
I'm going to start one.
You and what army, knight?
Bowen pivots his horse. He rides away. The sun glares over the near horizon. Draco flies up from behind the hilltop. He is shadowed by the sunset. Bowen raises his bow. The villagers hustle to prepare at the bottom of the hill. A line of women fletch arrows.
You have never fired a bow in your life, in anger or in practice.
No.
Draw your bow. Sight along the arrow. Release.
Brother Gilbert's arrow lands in the center of the dummy's forehead.
Beginner's luck. Try again.
He knocks another arrow. Bowen eyes his form. It lands in the dummy's crotch.
Brother Gilbert, you're natural.
Kara swings her axe at a hanging wooden log.
Easy.
Bowen stands behind her.
Here, widen your stance. Up, down, up, down. One, fluid, stroke.
They both turn their heads and look at each other. She takes a small step away.
This could cleave a man's skull.
He chucks the axe deep into a pumpkin.
Like a pudding.
Kara watches as he walks away. Pigeons fly up from a field. Brock releases his falcon. Brock rides over the top of the hill. He sees the villagers prepping and training. Draco extends his wings. Brock's horse gets spooked. He kicks his horse's flanks. They rush off. At the castle, knights stand around a table.
I need more men!
It's a waste of money. It's just a few peasants waving pitchforks. I notice they're all on your land. You're not too busy hawking in your old age to keep control of your minions, are you?
Excuse me!
The king breaks it up.
Just say that any one of us is worth 100 of them.
King Einan puts his hand behind Lord Felton's neck.
My brave Felton. An army unto himself.
King Einan shoves Felton's face down to the table.
Fell! I know this man who leads them, and I will not underestimate him! Him or the dragon!
Don't be afraid of the dragon, my son.
King Einan looks up at his mother.
I'm afraid of nothing! Nothing! You understand?
Brock nods. The king releases Lord Felton. He walks to his mother. She takes his hand and leads him to a ledge overlooking five knights.
A mother's gift to her son. Finest to be had.
The finest what?
Dragon slayers.
They wear elaborate embellishments on their armor. A purple and orange sunset lights the forest. The villagers rest. Torches glow in the dusk sky. Bowen and Draco walk along the top of a hill.
Have you thought beyond tomorrow?
It's hard to see that far.
Look at the camp. What do you see? What do you hear?
Hope.
Exactly. Down there you have life, songs, and courage. You have everything you'll ever need. And now, so do I.
Bowen leans his arm on Draco. The last slice of the sun fades behind the hill. Daytime, at the castle. Guards stand on the roof. Bowen rides down the hill. King Einan's eyes widen and twitch. The peasants charge out of the forest, brandishing weapons. Bowen rides back and forth as his army lines up.
He dares defy me at my own gates. Look at him! Well, today his coat dies once and for all!
Einan turns.
No!
Lord Felton stops him.
We're safe here, Your Majesty. That rabble couldn't possibly storm the castle. By tonight, they'll be cold and wet and tired. They'll probably just limp off home.
Bowen raises his new shield. Lord Felton stops Einan again.
Here, Einan! Remember your father!
Brock's eyes widen. Draco appears around the castle corner and sets fire to a line of King Einan's men. The dragon slayers load barbed spears into ballistas. Draco circles the castle and scorches the highest tower. King Einan ducks. Brock protects him. A man runs into a catapult. It launches an arrow right into his stomach. Another knight loads large spears on a ballista. The knight slices the rope, releasing spears trailing ropes. They spiral towards the dragon.
Gotcha.
The ballista runs forward, trapping the knight. It shoves him over the wall. He hangs upside down. Small stones fall. King Einan charges out from the castle across the bridge. His army follows behind. The queen watches from a castle ledge. King Einan lines his men up facing Bowen's army. He nods.
Let's share them like the sheep they are! Ah!
Sword raised, King Einan charges. Bowen's army runs in the opposite direction. Bowen follows. Einan's army chases them. Bowen's army runs through the forest. Turns. The army stops. The front row raise their long spears. King Einan halts. His army stops. A man swings from a tree and lights a shrub on fire. A line of fire ignites behind the king's army.
Second line!
The second line emerges. They charge ahead, including the leader of the village. The flames encircle a handful of the king's army. The second line runs out to fight near the flames. Perched in a tree, Brother Gilbert aims his bow. He lowers his bow and looks around. He raises it again. He aims. He lowers it again. Brock knocks a man over with his sword. King Einan rides off. He leaps over the wall of fire. Bowen sees him escaping. A man holds his long stake up. The king whacks him with his sword. Bowen sees Kara fall, deflecting a sword with her axe. He looks back at King Einan, who whacks another man to the ground. Kara fights with another knight. She uses a tree as a shield. Bowen stabs two men, then jumps off his horse. He dashes toward Kara. He blocks the sword. The knight swings twice at Kara. She swings and hits his shield. He swings again. She swings her axe into his back. He falls to the ground. Bowen watches. She backs up into it.
Like a pudding.
Villagers run from three knights on horses. Brother Gilbert aims an arrow and hits a target. It releases a long log, knocking the three off their horses.
Ride those before the fall.
A villager runs from a knight. Brother Gilbert's arrow lands in the knight's backside. He tries to yank it out.
Turn the other cheek, brother.
Brother Gilbert smiles. Two men charge at Bowen. He spins and blocks both their swings. King Einon appears out of the smoky air. He looks around. He sees a horse slowly trot without a soldier on its back. Two peasants stab a knight from both sides. The horse falls to the ground. Two of his other men fall to the ground.
Retreat! 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 Return to the castle! Retreat!
Brother Gilbert! It's Einon! Stop him!
Brother Gilbert draws his arrow.
Thou shalt not kill.
He releases. It lands in Einon's chest. The dragon spirals down into the castle. Bowen looks at the castle, then back at the king. King Einon pulls the arrow out of his chest. Blood stains around 5 inches of the arrow. Bowen freezes. The king smirks. Kara stops to watch. Brother Gilbert holds his bow next to his face.
The dragon slayers.
King Einon whips his horse around and rides off. At the castle, a man runs a chain through a metal hoop. Einon whips his horse and darts across the field. The man uses a metal loop to lock the chains to the metal stake in the stone floor. He hammers it shut. Einon rushes across the bridge. Draco is fully chained to the floor on the inside of the castle.
Stop! No! I want it alive!
Alive and safe. Safe for all eternity.
Oh, no.
I go to save the dragon! Who will go with me?
The village leader takes a deep breath and bows his head. Bowen turns. Kara looks at him and follows behind. Brother Gilbert stares at the villagers. He raises his head and follows, bow in hand. At the castle, a man with an ornate horned helmet surveys the front gate. The fire casts his shadow on the stone wall. The queen walks up. He bows. She stabs him in the stomach. Draco hears it.
Come from the shadows, Aeslin. Come where I can see you.
She walks over, kneels, and bows in front of Draco's head.
You know why I've come.
I know. In giving my heart, I've taken on every poison stirring in his evil breast. Even the pain of his death must be mine.
You cannot blame yourself. Death without immortality.
That was not the only reason. I had to wait for a time when mankind would not repeat my mistake and let tyranny thrive. When there would be those who remembered the once ways, remember that even in the darkness there is still light. I cannot see. Are the stars shining tonight?
Brightly, my lord. Brightly.
Then let us end it.
The queen raises a long spear.
Forgive me.
From behind, Einon grabs the back of the spear.
I know why you brought me the dragon slayers.
He stares wide-eyed into her eyes.
You wanted them to kill him because you wanted me dead.
I wanted to correct a mistake made years ago when I saved a creature not worth saving.
He violently pulls her close to his face.
How unmotherly of you.
The queen walks away. Einan holds the spear next to his face and glances down at Draco. He slowly follows behind his mother into a dark passageway. Bowen, Kara, and Brother Gilbert turn around at the same time. Bowen draws his sword. The village leader enters the castle dungeon.
We have to open the gates. The rest of us are waiting outside. Go save your dragon, Bowen. Hurry, Ollie.
It's this way.
The stone slab slides open in Einan's room. The fireplace is lit.
Well, 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 what a pleasant surprise. I expected you, Bowen, but with my bride-to-be as well. And with a priest to wed us.
To bury you.
Well, to bury one of us.
King Einan jumps and swings his sword at Bowen. She runs. Brother Gilbert holds the door where the guards try to enter. Bowen kicks King Einan. He falls down the stone stairs. He blocks Bowen's swing from his back and kicks Bowen back. Einan leaps up and swings. Bowen deflects on his back. They press their swords together, straining at each other. Bowen looks around. He knees Einan from behind. Einan tumbles down the steps. Bowen somersaults backwards down the stairs. The stone slab closes. Two men grab two guards' mouths from behind the locked gate. They break their necks. The leader enters through the gate. Villagers hustle through the open door.
This way.
Bowen looks down the stairs. King Einan lays still. He rushes down. Einan trips him with his sword, jumps up, and swings. He kicks Bowen out into the dungeon. He swings. Bowen blocks all of the king's swings. He ducks. Lord Felton scurries down the stairs. He sees Kara's shadow and ducks into a dark crevice. She turns the corner and runs ahead. He grabs her hair and holds a knife to her neck.
I don't know how you all got in here. I tell you this, you are going to get me out.
Her village leader stabs him from behind. Felton slides down the wall, dead.
You. Thank you.
He smiles. They both tap each other's shoulders and run in opposite directions. She runs up the stairs into a dark passageway. She flies back into a wooden gate. Brock's face appears from the dark. She swings her axe. He blocks the hit with his sword. He swings. She ducks. His sword jams into a wooden beam. She spies a huge double-bladed axe leaning against the castle wall.
Let me cut it down to size for you.
She holds it up. He chops the wood handle in half. She sticks the end right into his stomach. She drives it deeper into his body.
Go.
He falls to the floor. She lifts the axe, looks around, and runs off. On the top of a tower, Einan backs up out of a trap door. Bowen trips Einan, who falls back into a pole. Bowen falls on his back. Einan presses his sword down on Bowen's. Bowen reaches, grabs a rock, and smacks it against the side of King Einan's head. Einan grabs the side of his face. He backs up holding his sword. Bowen stands up. Kara throws the axe to Bowen.
Oh, I'm immortal.
Bowen's axe gets stuck in a piece of wood. He pulls and the beam swings out over the edge of the tower. He clutches the axe, which holds him up. Einan swings his sword and teeters over the edge. He falls through wood planking into the dungeon wall. A A guard aims his arrow at Bowen. Bowen's axe starts to loosen from the wood. He grabs a rope tied to a weighted basket. The basket rises up as he slides down, landing safely. A guard appears and swings his halberd. Bowen looks up and sees the basket on its way down. He jabs the butt of his axe into the guard's stomach. The heavy basket knocks the guard down. Another guard draws his arrow. Draco blows a fireball at him. The flame engulfs him, and he falls. Bowen jumps down and runs over to Draco.
Now it's you, Bowen. It's you that has to do
Bowen
it.
Bowen removes the chains.
What are you talking about?
As the heart binds iron to me in life, it binds us in death.
He lifts the chains off the two big horns on his head.
True. You've seen that it is. Through the heart, we share each other's pains and power. But in my half beats the life source. For iron to die, I must die.
Einan is dead.
He lives!
It doesn't matter. Don't you hear it? Our rebels have stormed the castle. Alive or dead, Einan's beaten. We've won.
You will never win until Einan's evil is destroyed. And to do that, you must destroy me.
No.
Once you swore your sword and service were mine, to call when I had need of you, to ask what I would of you, I hold you to your vow, knight. He's coming. Coming to stop you. Strike before it's too late.
Kara hops down the stairs. Bowen lowers his weapon.
You are the last.
My time is over. Strike!
You are my friend.
Then as my friend, strike, please!
I can't.
Then I will make you.
Draco swings his claw. Bowen ducks and rolls.
Fight back, Dragon Slayer!
Kara runs toward them.
Defend yourself!
Flames flood out of Draco's nostrils. Bowen doesn't move as the flames pass him on both sides. Brother Gilbert rushes out a door. He pauses. Bowen tosses his axe.
Hang it up!
From behind, Einan puts his sword to Kara's throat.
Move! And she dies!
Brother Gilbert looks for an arrow. He's out. Einan smiles. Draco bites his own hand. King Einan drops his sword. Kara escapes. Einan draws another dagger. Bowen runs and picks up his double-bitted axe. In slow motion, King Einan charges at Bowen. Bowen looks at Draco, who lifts the scale, exposing his glowing heart. Einan raises his dagger as he charges. Normal speed, Bowen throws the axe right into Draco's heart. Einan staggers. Bowen grabs Einan's arm and flips him to the ground. Bowen raises a dagger. King Einan's eyes roll into the back of his head. King Einan's eyes close. Bowen looks at Draco. Draco looks back at Bowen. Draco lays his head down and closes his eyes. Bowen, Brother Gilbert, and Kara all stand and stare at Draco. The villagers charge in and stop. The leader looks at Bowen, then to Kara. Bowen drops his dagger. He walks over and kneels close to Draco's face.
Now, Draco. Without you.
He rubs his face.
What do we do? Where do we turn?
Draco disappears. A bright orange mist appears in place of his body. Everyone stands and backs up.
To the stars, Bowen. To the stars.
Bowen touches his face as the light illuminates it. The light reflects off Kara's face. Brother Gilbert's. And the leader of the village. The rest of the crowd is bathed in the glow. They look up. The orange light coalesces into a ball and travels up toward the stars. The stars of the constellation of the dragon swirl in and merge with the orange ball. Bowen tears up. The ball turns bright white and bursts into a million stars. The lights are reflected in Bowen's teary eyes. The stars reform into a constellation in the shape of Draco. The leader, Brother Gilbert, Kara, and Bowen look up. The third star in the constellation flashes bright orange. Bowen smiles.
And in the days following Draco's sacrifice, Bowen and Kara led the people in a time of justice and brotherhood. As I remember it now, those were golden years, warmed by an unworldly light. And when things became the most difficult, Draco's star shone more brightly for all of us who knew where to look.
Audio description written by Noel Urbano. Narrated by Clyde Pitts. Described by Audio Eyes. Previous credits. Casting by Marjorie Simkin. Associate producers, Herbert W. Gaines, Kelly Breidenbach. Visual effects supervisor, Scott Squires. Dragon designs by Phil Tippett. Character animation supervisor, James Strauss. Visual effects producer, Judith Weaver. Special effects supervisor, Kit West. Costume designer, Thomas Casterline, Anna Shepherd. Co-producer, Hester Hargett. Screenplay by Charles Edward Pogue. Story by Patrick Reed Johnson and Charles Edward Pogue. Produced by Rafaela De Laurentiis. Credit scroll. Unit production manager, Milan Stanisic. First assistant director, Herbert W. Gaines. Second assistant director, Chitra F. Moshtabai. Effects producer, John Swallow. UK casting, Sheila Trisize. Cast: Bowen, Dennis Quaid. Einan, David Thewlis. Gilbert, Pete Postlethwaite. Kara, Dina Mayer. Felton, Jason Isaacs. Brock, Brian Thompson. Young Einan, Lee Oakes. Hugh, Wolf Christian. Redbeard, Terry O'Neill. Swamp Village Chief, Milan Bahul. With Islin, Julie Christie. Voice of Draco, Sean Connery. In loving memory of Erwin Cohen and Steve Price. Copyright 1996, Universal City Studios, Incorporated.